Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Digging Up Dad and Other Hopeful and Funny Stories, written and read by Morris Gleitzman.
Today, I'm being my great-great-great, etc., Uncle Thyroid, who was a fearless sloth hunter on the icy slopes of the tundra, an incredibly long time ago, when they hadn't even invented ski lifts. The truth is, I'm not completely sure his name was Uncle Thyroid, so I'm partly guessing. But one thing I do know, which is why I like pretending to be him, he was mega brave. Gee, it's cold here on this icy tundra that in only a few thousand years will be known as the BP petrol station on the A12 near Colchester. It is I, Thyroid the Brave, following the tracks of a giant sloth. I'm doing it because I'm desperate to feed my family, who are shivering in a cave near what one day will be called the Clacton-on-Sea turnoff. Oops, information update. When I say I'm following the tracks of a giant sloth, it's really just one single track, but a very wide one. Giant sloths always drag their tummies along the ground when they flee. They can't help it, which makes them much easier to hunt than, say, giant stick insects. Trouble is, this giant sloth's gone high up an icy slope, and I'm having trouble following because of how my hunting boots, which I carved out of ice, keep slipping on all the other ice. I wish there was a way of getting up there that didn't involve slithering on my tummy. I know, I'll find myself a walking stick. Here's a pile of old branches and twigs. Must be something here. Yes, that looks like a good one. Sturdy and stout, perfect for a fearless sloth hunter. I'll just reach in and drag it out. Oh no, what's tickling my arm? Please, don't let it be what I think it is. Let it be a liver-eating tundra wolf instead. I'm nowhere near as scared of those as I am of... Oh no, I don't think this is a wolf up my sleeve. My hunting jerkin isn't that loose. And liver-eating tundra wolves don't tickle like this. I shake my arm. I see what's crawling out of my sleeve. I scream. Ah! A spider! I run. Down the slope. Sliding. Howling, desperate to get away. This is an outrage. There's not a single handrail anywhere around here. My feet slip, and I hurtle down the icy slope on my tummy, straight towards the glacier below, with its deep, dark ice chasms, which, legend says, are bottomless.